The cancellation of college and professional sports across the state has impacted fans, stadium employees, nearby businesses, and others. But it might be most devastating for college athletes, some of whom will never get the chance to compete again. Liz Schlemmer has the story of five student athletes and the unexpected end to their senior year.
Kaiser to Blunt! Exclamation point!
Got to find an opening. Good cut. What a cut!
Those are the sounds of promising seasons in the careers of college athletes, abruptly cut short. Take the UNC Chapel Hill women's lacrosse team. They were undefeated and ranked number one in the country this year. In senior Katie Hoag's last game of the season, she became the team's all-time leading scorer.
And there it is, Katie Hoag. You are number one in the history of point scorers for the Tar Heels.
It was a really great game. It was a nail biter until the very end. I kind of had a feeling after that game that, you know, that could have been our last one.
And it was.
It's just so hard to grasp the fact that our season was actually over. For me, I just kept remaining hopeful that, you know, I wasn't done playing lacrosse.
Her conference extended eligibility to seniors like Katie, so she and some of her teammates are planning to return next year for a final season. That gives her a new perspective.
I was saying to my teammates, it feels like it's a dress rehearsal almost.
While for Katie and younger players, this brief season may have been a dress rehearsal, for others, it will be the final curtain. Mia Pope is a senior on the North Carolina A&T women's bowling team. Her squad was coming off a successful tournament and ready for more.
Now we're going into postseason and we're looking pretty good, and then Corona happened. This our safety over, you know, winning a championship, but I mean, I was devastated. I was so sad.
Mia is heading to graduate school, but she doesn't have eligibility to keep bowling in college. So she might consider entering pro tours where you pay to play.
And honestly, I was going to quit after this, but since it was taken away, it's like now I can't quit because it wasn't on my terms.
But she's still making up her mind.
We'll see. We shall see.
The North Carolina Central men's basketball team had won its regular season title against rival A&T. They were hoping to earn another bid to the NCAA tournament when senior Jabri Blunt's coach pulled him aside from the huddle after their final game.
He was, I would say, probably a little bit even more hurt at the time than I was, just telling me that, you know, I had everything to be proud of and nothing to be ashamed of. You know, he had given me a hug and just told me, you know, that he hates it, that it may end this way. But the one thing I can say is that I didn't really have any regrets. You know, looking back on my senior season, it didn't end the way that I wanted to, but it was because of things that were out of anyone's control.
Now Jabri will go it alone. He's hired an agent and will try to fulfill his dream of playing in the NBA. For teammates Matt Fry and Brett Santraccio, their final game together on the Davidson College baseball team was one to remember. They upset a ranked Duke team with a dramatic walk-off home run by Brett. Brett flips his bat and swaggers a couple steps. Then everyone erupts.
That was the best moment of my baseball career.
That was also the best moment of my baseball life. I didn't even hit it.
They're packing away those memories for the future.
I definitely watched it a lot the next couple of days because it was a pretty exciting moment and reliving it. But now it's kind of bittersweet and realizing that, you know, that was my last swing in a Davidson uniform.
Yeah, we would have been really good. But if it was going to end, I'm glad that's how it ended.
Now he and spring semester athletes everywhere will have to find their own closure. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.